This is the Football Japan Minute Cast. Good evening, everyone. I'm Ben Mabley on Friday, the 4th of November, with a special second Minute Cast of the week. Well, it's really just next week's, but 3 days earlier, but I'll get to that later. Anyway, it's finally getting autumnal in Japan, which I thought would be a very good thing, having sweltered through the elongated summer for the past 4 or 5 months. But then, naturally, the first thing I've gone and done is to catch a rather annoying cold. Many apologies if that's affecting the voice today, but not to worry about such trivialities, since things, as ever, are getting hotter and hotter at the top and bottom of the J-League. Find out how after this. Well, hello again, and the status quo at the top of J1 was maintained on Thursday's Culture Day holiday, with all three title contenders winning. But leaders Kashiwa Reysol can be satisfied that their bid to win the title as reigning J2 champions is now a game closer to realisation, after their emphatic 4-0 thrashing of Albirex Niigata. Any possibility of nerves was removed on just 8 minutes, when Leandro Dominguez netted from the spot after Masato Kudo had been felled by Kazuhiro Chiba. The Brazilian then doubled the advantage 10 minutes before half-time, latching onto a beautifully lofted through ball from compatriot Jorge Wagner to fire past Jorge Takeda. Wagner got onto the score sheet himself 10 minutes after the interval, heading home across from the overlapping left-back Wataru Hashimoto. And a comfortable afternoon was rounded off with a fourth by Junya Tanaka in stoppage time. Gamba Osaka remained 2 points adrift in second, following a professional 1-0 victory at home to Yamazaki Nabisco Cup winners Kashima Antlers. The visitors were a regular threat throughout the first half, going closest when Yuya Osako's curling effort struck the woodwork. But Gamba found the only goal early in the second with a classic breakaway. Hiroki Fujiharu's left-footed cross found an unmarked Rafinha, for the mid-season arrival to nod in his 11th goal in 15 appearances. Title holders Nagoya Grampus are still just a point further back in third, thanks to a 3-1 win over Cerezo Osaka. Jungo Fujimoto expertly curled home a free kick to open the scoring, and though Rui Komatsu levelled from the spot soon afterwards, J1 leading scorer Joshua Kennedy restored the Grampus advantage with a fine header 3 minutes before half-time. Substitute Kensuke Nagai made sure of the points late in the second period. Montedeo Yamagata had their long inevitable relegation confirmed after 3 seasons in the top flight, with a 2-0 defeat at Vissel Kobe. While Vanfore Corfu threw away a great opportunity to escape the relegation zone in a crazy last 5 minutes at home to erstwhile title challengers Yokohama F. Marinos. Leading 1-0 through Mike Havanar, who joins Kennedy on 17 goals for the season, the Corfu resistance broke on 86 minutes, when Shunsuke Nakamura picked out former Japan teammate Masashi Ogoro to head home a deserved equaliser. But the hosts only had themselves to blame 3 minutes later, when defender Daniel failed catastrophically in his attempt to shepherd the ball out of play, allowing Yuzo Kurihara to beat both him and goalkeeper Hiroki Aratani before cutting back to Kentaro Moriya. The Marinos substitute made no mistake in converting a dramatic winner into the empty net from 20 yards. The result ought to have been a boost to fourth from bottom Urawa Reds, whose home meeting with Jubilo Iwata kicked off an hour after full time in Corfu. But once again, the 2007 Asian champions crumbled in embarrassing fashion, going down 3-0 thanks to 2 Ryoichi Maeda goals, either side of a smart lofted finish from Ryohei Yamazaki. Urawa therefore remained just 2 points clear of safety, albeit with a considerably superior goal difference to Vanfore. Meanwhile, Saitama neighbours Ormia Ardija gained an invaluable 1-0 victory away at Kawasaki Frontale to all but secure their survival, moving 8 points ahead of the drop zone with just 9 left to play for. Elsewhere, already relegated Avispa Fukuoka came from 2 behind to draw 2-2 at home to Shimizu S-Pulse, with all 4 goals coming inside a 7-minute spell in the second half, while Vegata Sendai played out a goalless stalemate with Sanfrecce Hiroshima. While Ryoichi Maeda's 2 goals in Urawa were also the perfect way to cap a recall to the Japan squad for next week's World Cup qualifiers in Tajikistan and North Korea. Hiroshi Kiyotake and Atsudo Uchida both returned from injury, but Keisuke Honda remains sidelined with a knee problem. That's all from me for today. There'll be a little gap now before the next Minute Cast, as we'll wait until Wednesday the 16th of November to bring you news from both of those away qualifiers for the Japan national team. In the meantime, take care of yourselves, and I'll speak to you again soon. Bye for now.